The problem for any acting minister is that they can't make far-reaching decisions. And yet when you realize the idea of appointing them will be that they make far-reaching decisions. So in my view, it will be very difficult in case the substantive minister comes back any time.
In terms of the GPA, can they effectively do this?
It becomes difficult because the mandate to run, to be in cabinet, is drawn from the GPA. And it can't be possible for ZANU-PF to fill up all the posts on its own because it means they've torn apart the GPA. So I think it will be difficult for them to go ahead unless ZANU-PF is clear that they will not meet any of the demands that the MDC is making. In which case, then they have to announce officially that the GPA or the inclusive government has come to an end. But obviously, that has far-reaching consequences in the region and in terms of perception, because people will then think the ZANU-PF government will not have the legitimacy that is drawn from the mandate given by the constituencies or the electorate.